Welcome back to Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. The Maritime Junior Hockey League is one of four CJHL leagues currently actually playing hockey, and that's great news. To discuss that, here's Maritime Junior Hockey League President Stephen Dykeman. Steve, so glad to hear that you're playing hockey, because that tells me a couple of things. One, there's hockey going on, and two, you're clearly in an area that's safe, relatively safe right now. Give us an update nationally of what's going on in the Maritimes right now.
We are extremely fortunate and very thankful. I think we're maybe the words we throw around a lot these days, to be able to be playing hockey. We started a regular season on October 30th. We did have a couple teams that were in an orange zone, which meant they couldn't play to start the season. One of those teams was Campbellton, but I was actually able to attend their home opener last weekend. They came out of that zone a couple of weeks ago. So now currently all 12 teams are playing, knock on wood.
That is awesome. Are there any restrictions you guys are like, there's been all kinds of talk about certain leagues across the country that if they do get to play, reduction in body contact and coming to the rinks fully dressed so they don't have to share a dressing room. Are there any restrictions that you guys are under right now, or are you so COVID-free that you can just play hockey?
No, where there's lots of restrictions, I would say most of them are now preventative in their nature. We have great relationships with all three of our public health authorities. Obviously, being a maritime league, we have three sets of rules that we have to follow and try and blend into our plan. But in terms of restrictions in Nova Scotia, there's 50 in a field of play. So that's referees, players, kids on the bench, coaches. So we've managed around that one. And then obviously some restrictions around attendance would be our two biggest ones right now.
What are your restrictions about the attendance?
Again, every province
changes.
Is quite different. Yeah. We're certainly not at capacity anywhere. We'd love to have more fans in the building, but again, each province in Nova Scotia, we're 2 meter distance, kind of bubbles of 200. In New Brunswick, it's a meter of distance between people. But public health and public safety in all three of the provinces have been really good to deal with, and we're working within their guidelines.
We're in conversation with Steve Dykeman, the Maritime Junior Hockey League president. You've got 12 teams in your league. Mm-hmm. You've got a reduced schedule down to 40 games with four mini divisions with three clubs each. Is that an idea that to reduce the amount of travel, or what's the mindset behind that?
It was really about, at least at the start of the season, and it may go for the rest of the season, was exactly that, to reduce travel, to make sure, you know, teams didn't have A, the expense of traveling, and B, that, you know, if something did happen, we have reduced exposure, basically.
Right.
So it kind of was a twofold approach that seems to be working so far.
You did something interesting for your first week of the regular season called Honda Thank You Week. Tell me what that's all about.
We really wanted to thank, you know, frontline workers, like everybody wants to do across the country. Those people that kind of helped us with groceries and gas stations, and obviously our medical people, police, RCMP. We just wanted to kind of say thank you. And, you know, our teams are so ingrained in their communities that we felt that just getting that word out and saying thank you was important. And that's Honda awesome. Came on as a partner, and they were a great partner. We had special jerseys created for each team's home game. And then those teams are being raffled off over Facebook and whatnot for the teams.
It's amazing that in a time where there's so much crisis going on that you're still not only playing hockey, but an opportunity to give back like that. That's great. Last year, you guys, 26 MHL players earned commitments to either play NCAA or U Sports Hockey. What does it mean to you as a president of a league and to your member bodies to know that your kids are able to continue in their education because of what they've been able to do at your league level?
I'd say, Gina, that's probably why all of our coaches and assistant coaches and managers and owners get out of bed every day. They want to see those kids progress, whether it's hockey or not. We're here to create better individuals and better people and better citizens. And if we can give those kids, by playing in our league for 2 or 3 or 4 years, the opportunity to continue that dream, And, you know, whether it's pro hockey, semi-pro hockey, or as you said, you know, a chance for a better education, it's all good.
We should point out, though, a big part of your responsibility is the mental health of these kids as well. Not only the physical health, not only the educational, but the mental health, because they're going through stuff right now that no one's ever gone through in the world of hockey like this. Mm-hmm. The last time this happened was a Spanish flu, and we weren't playing CJHL hockey back then. A key program was announced a couple of weeks ago, the Fifth Line Foundation and the NHL Foundation, and a $1.2 million commitment to leading to mental health awareness and suicide prevention. How important has that program been to you as a league, and how are you seeing it begin to unfold?
Yeah, and as you said, it's the young people, you know, us old people, you know, are affected by things differently. But I do, and we do feel for the young kids who have their dream. You know, March 13th last year when we stopped playing hockey, you saw the look in the faces of those kids who were hoping for a playoff run or hoping for, you know, something else that just didn't happen for them. So mental health is certainly important. We launched the program last year, and we're just hoping to build on it more this year, get more teams involved, get more communities involved, because it really is a community program.
I was reading somewhere that the Maritime Junior Hockey League and Monkey Team Sports have announced a new partnership. I just want to ask you that because I want to hear about Monkey Team Sports and what that's all about.
Yeah, they're a large online retailer in Canada. They do have partnerships with, I think, five or six other leagues across the country. So we'll have some opportunities for teams to interface with their system to buy equipment. And we'll also do some consumer programs as well. So, you know, if somebody's on the website, they grab a coupon code and they can go buy some gear online.
Listen, Steve, congratulations on what you've accomplished, my friend. When you are the president of a league that's actually playing hockey right now, that's saying a lot for the community, and it's saying a lot for what you guys have been able to do. Congratulations on that. Stay healthy, stay safe, and keep it going.
Thanks, Gino. You too.
That was Maritime Junior Hockey League President Steven Dykeman. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Up next, we'll go into the vault, where we look back at some of our favorite interviews throughout our first 29 years of the show. This week, we catch up with an 18-year-old Leon Draisaitl, who was just a few months from being selected third overall by the Edmonton Oilers back in 2014. This is 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.